In education, both I would suggest as a teacher and as a student, there are two most important moments, the beginning and the end. A class that starts with a good beginning, a student that gets off to a good start, generally is more successful over the course of the semester. And ending well, either as a teacher or as a student, generally leads to greater success in the class. As much as it might pain us to think this way, for those of us who do teach, most of what we teach will not be remembered. It will go by the wayside. But what will be remembered are those things that had good endings, good beginnings and good endings. St. Dominic, I think, we could suggest pretty easily, had both good beginnings and good endings. The ultimate ending, though, of human existence on this earth is death. And when we think about death, I think it is something that is thought about and written about a lot. It's called the Great Equalizer because everyone eventually dies. And it's something that for some, more than others, preoccupies their thoughts. I've had the privilege of accompanying many people at the moment of their death. Anybody in pastoral ministry, I suspect, has encountered that very privileged moment. Some, in the face of death, and I would quite frankly argue, at least in my experience, most, approach their death with great peace. Now, that's, of course, when they know it's coming. Either the end of a long terminal illness or so forth. It's harder to know that if death is sudden. But I remember in particular accompanying Matt Walsh when he had illness and ultimately died from cancer of the bile duct. And I will forever remember the moment after he had gotten his diagnosis. It was a Saturday. He had just learned the day before that his cancer was inoperable. And when I saw him, I asked him, well, how are you doing? And I said, I don't mean like, how are you doing? Did you sleep well or so forth? I mean, how are you doing with this changing news? And the first thing he said was, I'm so happy this is not operable. Which doesn't seem like an initial response that someone might give. There might be a hope they could do something, or so forth. But then he said the line that has always stayed with me. Besides, I trust the promises. And if there's any function that death serves for a preacher, it's whether or not we believe what we say. Do we trust the promises of an eternal relationship with Jesus? Do we really believe that God can and does forgive our sins? Do we really believe that God escorts us into heaven? For St. Dominic, the answer was yes. In fact, he reminds us of something very important and very beautiful about saints of God in heaven. They do far more good for us in heaven than they do on earth. They surround the throne of God. They perceive and see the beatific vision. And in everything, they intercede on our behalf from a privileged place in this perfect relationship with God. Do we trust the promises?